Good morning, everybody. It is, well, it is actually almost 1 a.m. And this is Thoughts If It Were You, Food for Thought. And I'm your host, Neo Gentrix. Now, we've been going over dietary facts for the last couple of days, trying to get as much information as we could out there about nutrition and how you can be a healthier you by controlling what you're eating and knowing what you're actually putting in your mouth.
Okay.
And I'm not just giving this advice over my podcast. I'm actually using it myself. And within the last couple of weeks, I've managed to lose about 10, 15 pounds. So I'd say it's a win-win for me. So if I can do it, I know you can too. Slight modifications need to be made for each individual person. But the overall satisfaction and the overall point of what we're doing is still there. So we're going to go on and finish with the last of the food, diet, and nutrition ideas that I have. And that would be the dietary minerals. Okay? Now, the first thing that must come to mind is, why? Why dietary minerals? What's the point of knowing what this is? What good does it do for me? Well, let's start with this, okay? What are minerals? That is a question. A lot of people should first ask. Anyway, I'll keep it simple. Minerals, they're naturally occurring elements and are therefore found on the periodical table of the elements. Okay? The body uses minerals for some important functions, and, you know, like I mentioned before, some are necessary for a healthy body and mind. And I have brought up a couple of these minerals already by talking about a couple of other stuff as well. Vitamins are made up of minerals. Okay? I'm going to give you a couple of foods that are going to be high in certain minerals. However, it's not going to be as accurate some other lists out there, but I'm going to give my best from what I have, okay? Plants and animals get the majority of minerals from the soil on which they are grown or raised. So if the soil is in a particular region is rich in one type of mineral, then this is likely to be found in a higher concentration in plants of and animals of that region, okay? Most minerals require in tiny quantities, but, you know, they can still have a significant effect on health and well-being, even if it's just a little bit, all right? So, now that I got my intro out of the way, let's get started, shall we? Disclaimer, okay? If you think you may be deficient in a certain mineral, then you should be properly diagnosed by a healthcare professional. Self-diagnosis can be dangerous. Most people get their daily minerals from eating a well-balanced, varied diet, including lots of fruits, fresh fruits, and vegetables. Okay? Now that I got that out of the way, let's go ahead and go through the list of mineral nutrients that I have here. I'm going to try my best to keep them in alphabetical order. But no guarantee. First up is boron. It can be found in many fruits, vegetables, and even a couple of nuts. That could have been worded better. It is needed by the body in tiny quantities. It helps the body to use both calcium and magnesium effectively, and is thought to be useful in bone development and maintenance, muscle development, and even your strength, and can help alleviate problems associated with vitamin D deficiency. It's also been known to prevent arthritis, though I have yet to see this. Next is the all-and-well-known calcium. Yes, it is a mineral, and it's found mostly in milk and other dairy products. This including cheese, yogurt, low-fat dairy products can contain more calcium, as less of their volume is taken up by fat. Nuts, seeds, oily fish, dark green vegetables can also be rich in calcium. Notice I said dark green vegetables. It is required for the production and upkeep of your bones and your teeth. Okay, so calcium plays a key role in nerve signaling, your muscle contractions, as well as controlling levels of your hormones. So chances are, if your hormones aren't where they're supposed to be, it's probably because you have a lack of calcium. However, too much calcium is dangerous, and it can lead to serious problems like stroke and heart attack, whereas little can cause muscle cramps, numbness in the extremities. Even abnormal heartbeats can be caused from this. Okay. Next would be chromium, this mineral. It helps your body break down fat, carbohydrates, some hormones like insulin. It is also fundamentally in the body's production of, it's fundamental in the body's production of some fatty acids and cholesterol, essential for brain function. It's needed in small quantities, and it's common in many, many foods, so we get most of our chromium through meat, fish, whole grains, fruit, vegetables, so on and so forth, okay? One is cobalt. I covered it in vitamins. It is found in vitamin B12. It helps with the production of red blood cells, and it's only needed in small quantities in our diet. Okay? So with that, we're going to take a short break, and I'll be right back. Okay, so it's still consolation that most of those are well known, but let's cover one that you may not realize is a mineral that your body actually ingests. Copper. It is needed by the body to help make healthy hemoglobin. That is your red blood cells and the bones, believe it or not. It's also necessary for effective healing of wounds, as it helps the blood to clot, for coloring and pigmentation of hair, and even fertility for women who want to know why they can't be fertile. There is a correlation between copper and levels of certain fats in the blood, especially cholesterol. The more copper, the less cholesterol, and vice versa, so on and so forth. However, you should only increase your copper intake if you are told to by a healthcare professional, again, like I mentioned before, that you're deficient. It is stored in tiny amounts in the body and therefore does not need to be replenished every single day, as well as from natural sources such as lamb, liver, oysters, nuts, cherries, whole grains, seeds, and many fruits, and vegetable traces of copper may be found in water supplies, using copper pipes, or transferred to the body via copper cooking implements and pans. So, while you may not know it or not, you are actually eating it. Even though it's a metal used in a lot of other things, and it's also well known for conducting electricity. Next is fluoride. I'm going to go ahead and say this right now. It is good for the teeth, and it does help prevent and even reverse tooth decay. It is found in many toothpastes and mouthwash products. However, it is not healthy for your body at all. It's only good for your teeth, and only your teeth, in small amounts. And I mean literally small amounts. You can get fluoride-free toothpaste if you're unsure if your toothpaste has too much of it. Okay? It has been added sometimes controversially to water supplies, mainly in the United States, Canada, Brazil, Australia, New Zealand, Philippines, and even parts of Europe, including the UK, Ireland, and Spain. It can be naturally present in water supplies in various levels, and sometimes water is treated to remove excess fluoride, but again, the fact of the matter is that it's in your water. People have speculated that adding fluorine to water would help cause health problems, cancer being a particular concern. However, apart from the discoloration of your teeth at high levels, there's been no evidence that fluoride is toxic. At least that's what they want you to believe. It is found naturally and added to fresh water, and it's present in many foods. The only downside is that, like I said before, too much of it is toxic. Okay? In small doses, it's harmless, but over time, it does build up. Yeah, it's not exactly a good one. Next, let's talk about iodine. It helps in the production of your thyroid hormones. It helps your body to keep a healthy metabolism, digesting food thoroughly and at the right speed. It may also help prevent certain cancers. Good sources of iodine include sea fish, other seafood, select cereals, grains, depending on the amount of natural occurring iodine in the soil where they were grown. Okay? After that would be iron. It's an important nutrient helping to make your red blood cells, well, red, and allow them to carry oxygen around your body. Now, keep this in mind. A lack of iron can lead to iron deficiency anemia. It's a potentially serious condition. It may include some of the following symptoms. Tiredness, feeling faint, being easily made breathless, heart palpitations, fragile nails, hair loss, and extreme cases, even heart failure. Okay, iron deficiency anemia occurs most commonly in women, especially during heavy menstruation, like your menstrual cycles. And in pregnancy, it can usually be easily corrected with iron supplements. So this is why you have to be very, very careful. Next is manganese, not to be confused with magnesium. Okay, manganese is an essential element. It's useful in the formation of bones and performing functions in the pituitary gland. Also, your liver, your pancreas, and your kidneys, so it helps with your bowel movement. It also aids in the breaking down of carbohydrates, your cholesterol, and amino acids in the body. It's found mostly in whole grains and many fruits and vegetables. And get this, it's also found in tea. Believe it or not, it's found in tea. Okay? Next would be the molybdenum. It's pronounced molybdenum, but point in case being that it is found in many, many foods, okay? Let's put it simply. It's found in liver, eggs, green beans, sunflower seeds, lentils, cucumbers, and whole grains. However, the amount of it found in foods is usually dependent on the area where they grow, okay? As for its key roles in the body, well, enabling enzymes to function, which enzymes are large molecules that increase the speed of chemical reactions within your body, you know, without being changed themselves in the process. This can help protect against certain cancers, but in high doses can also interfere with the body's ability to process copper. So, molybdenum is good and bad. Okay? So, moving forward here, nickel. Yes, your body does ingest nickel. It is needed in very small quantities in your body, and its exact purpose, well, how do I put this? It's not exactly clear. Having too much or too little can cause problems in your body, so that is a known fact. Deficiency can lead to depression, hypertension, liver disease, and anemia. That's known. People with nickel deficiency can also have high blood sugar. By the way, having too much of it, on the other hand, can mean low blood sugar levels and increased risk of chest pains, which is anemia, and asthma can be caused from too much nickel found in your body. It's found in nuts, seeds, whole grains, cocoa powder, dark chocolate, as well as other foods. Okay. Next is selenium. It's needed in very small amounts as part of our daily diet. It protects your body's cells from damage caused by oxidation. It helps to strengthen the immune system and support your thyroid's function for a healthy metabolism. It can also help keep your hair and nails looking fantastic, as they say. It occurs naturally in many foods. The levels of it in food are dependent on the natural occurring levels in the soil, therefore it varies by geographic location. This being said, Brazilian nuts are particularly high in selenium, but the element can also be found in some cereals, fish, meat, definitely shrimp, there's one for you, tuna and salmon, mushrooms, and eggs. So eating one Brazilian nut a day as part of a healthy balanced diet will keep your selenium levels topped up. Believe it or not, that's more than enough. Next would be silicon, and something you wouldn't really think you would eat, considering what it's used for. It's rarely written about in essential mineral lists, but it does have an important role that it plays in your body. It helps to make bone, blood vessels, cartilage, tendons, and strong nails. It also helps the skin to remain flexible and avoid premature aging. Being the most abundant element in soil, it is present in many foods, especially whole grains, sugar, fresh herbs, salad greens, and cucumbers. Areas of hard drinking water may also be a good source. So, There's nothing wrong with that, but just please be careful of the water that you're drinking. Okay? We're going to take another short break here, and then we'll be back to finish up with the last three minerals. So, now let's get on to one that a lot of people know of. Sodium. Most modern diet provides sodium in levels far higher than what your body is actually needing. And with that being said, due to the amount of sodium chloride contained in processed and manufactured foods, you need to watch what you're eating. Salt is made up of approximately 40% sodium and 60% chloride. Keep that in mind. And according to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the average daily American diet contains around 3,400 milligrams of sodium. Your body only needs 1,500 milligrams of sodium, less than a teaspoon of salt a day. The sodium helps regulate the amount of water in cells, controls the overall fluid balances in your body, and helps keep nerves and muscles working properly. On that note, sodium chloride or salt intake has an effect on blood pressure. High salt diets increase blood pressure, whereas reduced salt intake can also lower blood pressure. So high blood pressure can result in serious health problems, including heart and kidney disease, if not kidney failure. So please keep that in mind. Next is vanadium. This one I'm familiar with, okay? It is needed only in small amounts. Most people get enough of it from the food they eat, and, you know, deficiency in this is very, very rare, okay? Supplements are usually not recommended, as high levels can be toxic. It's essential for proper growth and development of your bones. With the help of Popeye the Sailor Man, people believe that spinach is a good source of iron. It is, however, spinach also contains iron absorption inhibition substances that render most iron in spinach unusable by your body anyway. So tea and coffee also contain substances that can make it harder for your body to absorb iron. Good sources of iron include liver, liver pate, fortified breakfast cereals, kales, nuts, beans, and whole grains. So keep this in mind. Vanadium helps with your body's processing of iron. So if you don't have enough of it in your body, that's one of the reasons why you're not getting what you need. Last but not least, zinc. Okay, it's an essential mineral of paramount importance to your health. A deficiency is a huge problem in developing nations, and it is estimated that zinc deficiency affects around it used to be over 2 billion people, but we've already exceeded past 5 as it is now. Okay, and in children, a lack of zinc can hinder natural growth and sexual maturity, increase the likelihood of developing infections, and cause diarrhea. In adults, zinc deficiency is usually due to inadequate diets, eating the wrong things. There are many symptoms of zinc deficiency. These can include, and I'm just giving you a short list here, depressed growth, diarrhea, impotence, hair loss, eye and skin lesions, reduced appetite, reduced concentration. Other brain functions will be weaker. There'll also be a weaker immune system. You won't be able to think as fast. You'll always feel sluggish. Yeah, see, zinc has a very big role that it plays in your body. It is present in many foods, including meat, especially red meat, seeds and nuts, seafood, cocoa powder, and dark chocolate. Zinc supplements are widely available and are sometimes recommended for people on vegetarian and vegan diets. As it doesn't matter if you don't want to eat these other things that I listed here, keep in mind, if you don't have enough zinc in your diet, yes, you may be fit, yes, you may be skinny, but your sexual levels will drop like the wind during a storm when you walk into the eye. I'm sorry to say this, but your body does need a lot of the things that you don't think you should be eating. Okay? So with that being said, that brings a close to diet and health for your body, as well as the food and nutrition that you need for your body. Okay? I thank you guys for sticking around as I was completing these segments for this topic. We'll be going back into personal skills and picking up where I left off with the next available skill. Until then, I wish you the best and have a great rest of your day. Neo Gentrix out.